Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blackberries and Bridges. Hello, ladies. This is Angela, and this is my second podcast for you. I hope you will enjoy it. I'll tell you, I had a few issues. I wasn't sure what to talk about today in this podcast. And so I decided, after considering several topics, the need to talk about faith, hope, and trust, and how these ideals impact our perspectives, our decisions, and expectations. So I'm just going to jump right into it and start with a few definitions for you to consider as you're listening. And there are a lot of definitions you can consider, but these are the ones I selected. So, definition for faith: complete trust or confidence in someone or something, maybe a strong belief in God or in the doctrines of religion based on some spiritual perspective. And in the Bible, faith is the confidence in which we hope for and the assurance that God is working even though we can't see it. So this is a point where some of you may want to leave because you don't believe in a God or you have no faith, quote-unquote faith. But even if you're not a faith-based person, I'm going to ask you to stay, ladies. My goal is not to preach. I just want you to consider you. So I ask, what are your fundamental beliefs? And I'm going to go just a little deeper and just talk about some things like the Quran for Islam. You know, faith in Islam means submit to Allah. Submit to Allah, submit to something. Believe in Allah, believe in the existence of angels, prophets, the day of judgment, divine books of Allah, and the divine decree. And in the Jewish Bible, the Torah, or Judaism, you look at Hebrews maybe 11:1. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And another variation of that is faith is the assured expectation of what is hoped for, the evident demonstration of realities that are not seen. So you might ask, as I know I did, why have faith? Faith in what? I have faith in God. Many of you may too. But others may have faith in other divinities, energies, ideals, writings, practices. That's okay. It's fine. But then ask, how much faith? And if you look back at the Bible, Matthew 17:20 says, if we have faith like the grain of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you. So you might ask, well, how big is a mustard seed? 1 to 2 millimeters. I looked this up. Or 0.039 to 0.09 inches. Kind of interesting. Mustard seed is not the tiniest seed on the planet, but there's a more clear interpretation of why it says a mustard seed. I won't go into that. So trust, a firm belief in reliability, truth, capability of someone or something. And then I thought about, what's the difference between faith and trust? Faith is a belief or devotion. Trust is a confidence or reliance. I have faith in God, but I might trust my husband. I have faith in God, but I might trust my child, okay? So what's the difference between faith and hope? Well, I looked up hope, and some of the definitions were feelings of expectation and desire for certain things to happen. And jumping back into the Bible, sorry, ladies, but it's a way for us to consider some other definitions. Corinthians 13:13 says, now these three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. And back to Hebrews 11, remember, faith is confidence in what we hope for. So why do we have faith or hope or trust? Why do we need those? And my answer, in my opinion, and you have your own, is simply this: because we live, and life is difficult sometimes, and we have to have some way some tools to get through life sometimes. Now, I say faith allows us to hope, and hope allows us to expect or desire more. Our faith determines how we think and feel. I've made entire life decisions based solely on my faith. Where people have asked me, Angela, what are you doing? Why are you doing this or that? Why are you packing all of your personal belongings and putting them in storage? What do you mean you're preparing to move? You don't even have another job right now. Remember, God told Abraham in the Bible that he was going to be relocated, for me, be PCS. Some of you understand what that means. How are you going to complete law school with all of your responsibilities? Some of the questions that people ask me. Our hope helps us to feel. And without hope, I feel hopeless. I lose expectation and purpose. My life feels fruitless. I don't feel maximized or empowered. I feel empty. And our trust, to me, is something special. It's personal. It's objective. I trust my ability to prepare and respond to job opportunities. I trust that the hiring system will operate as designed. I trust that my car will start when I put the key in the ignition. I rely upon the idea without even thinking about it that when I stand up from the chair at my desk, I will not float away, but that gravity will keep my feet on the ground. Okay, so I trust certain things. Okay, remember, this podcast is about blackberries and bridges. Remember the various bridges you must cross along your path to get from one place to another in your life. Think about the sweet, juicy wisdoms and lessons learned, your sweet, juicy blackberries. And the question is, are you collecting your blackberries, or are you simply walking on the wrong path, squishing or disregarding the sweet, juicy fruits of your life? So the question could be, why am I thinking this stuff about faith, hope, and trust? Because no matter what is in your faith, no matter what your faith is, your beliefs, we all hope. As humans, as women, we often live our lives caring for others, often forgetting to preserve ourselves. So ladies, as you are living your lives, do you ever stop to think about where you are with regard to your journey in your life? When was the last time you completed an audit of your life? Consider those things or people in your life. Should you change some activities? Should you eliminate some people from your life? Have you achieved the life goal that you set for yourself? Are you on target to achieve anything? The question could be, am I wasting my precious time on this earth? Am I completing the task that I should while on this planet? Have I overcommitted myself to some crap that I don't even care about? I was tired of watching other people live their lives. I did not want to continue practice telling myself that I was not pretty enough, smart enough, good enough. Why must I not live my best life? And it was time that I stopped making excuses about what I wanted to do with my life. I had career goals, relationship goals, financial goals, health goals, family goals, beauty goals, self-image goals, but they were hidden. I kept them quiet. And I had to ask myself the question, where was I going with my life? Why was I walking on this wrong path? I didn't even want to go to where the path was headed. How did I find and get on the path that would take me to where I really wanted to go? What had been keeping me from getting there? I asked myself these kinds of questions periodically throughout my 40s. But for my two daughters, who I love so, so much, I felt that there was really no reason for me to be here on this planet. Now, I wasn't suicidal, just disappointed with myself. I knew that if I was going to do something different, I would need to be something different. Sometimes that means going somewhere different. Right at the beginning of my separation from my husband, after approximately 13 years of marriage, I committed to doing more different stuff. I had recently been fired from my job after having hurt my back at work. It was a workers' comp case that pursued, but I didn't pursue a retaliatory claim. I later got a really interesting job, but I was receiving very low government salary. I think I was just completing my second year of graduate school when I decided just to go forward and apply to law school. It was a bold move to go to law school. And at 45 years of age, with two teenage children, as I prepare for my divorce. And what I love about God and life is that when we decide to move forward, we are moved forward. I had no idea after starting law school that during my first year, my mother would experience her first documented stroke and TIAs. I had two fabulous daughters in high school, one pending divorce while I was representing myself, a mother with serious medical issues. I had to take over my mom's medical decisions and became her health care power of attorney. I was studying at the hospital in the lobbies until 2 or 3 or 4 in the morning, going home to my children, making sure they got ready for school, and reporting to contract class so I could be well-prepared at 8:30 for class. And during my third year of law school, I worked 3 jobs. And looking back, I know that God was not done with me. I didn't know what he was going to do with me, but I knew something was happening. He was putting me through too much too nicely. So jump ahead a few years. I remarried into a bad marriage, and I got out. One year, I playfully joked during Halloween when I was dressed as a female biker to take classes to get my motorcycle endorsement. I didn't have a motorcycle, nor had I ever ridden a motorcycle except as a passenger 1 or 2 times, but whatever. Since then, I have purchased my third bike, and in 2018, I purchased a 2019 Road Glide, Harley-Davidson Road Glide touring bike, triple cherry color. And I've faced so many challenges on that bike and in my life. Challenged my fears while riding and learned so much about my character, my faith, my willingness to commit. Never in my mind did I ever realize how a decision to ride motorcycles would propel me to some of my latest and maybe even some of my greatest achievements in my life. It's interesting how we can follow our gut and gain outcomes we never imagined. And even now, I still say, let's go, God. Show me all the beautiful things you will do with me. Since then, I've met really great people I never would have had the opportunity to meet otherwise. I've experienced bold motorcycle trips throughout the South, riding through Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, Florida, and even down to Mile Zero in the Florida Keys just this past summer. I rode approximately 500 miles from the north to the south to complete 7 weeks of squadron officer school at the age of 55. Even my biking has led me to a very special man. Furthermore, my biking has allowed me to connect during an interview, resulting in my obtaining a position of promotion with a leadership position I desire, make more money, relocate to the South, clean up my financials, and meet more really good people and so much more. And when I look back only over the past few years, I'm grateful that I was desperate enough to have just enough faith to move on. I probably had less faith than what was in the size of a mustard seed. Ladies, this is only a very short version what I have experienced because of a little teeny bit of faith, lots of hope, and some trust. And remember, the hope was me expecting more, desiring more in my life. So my question to you is, what do you have in you? What is your story? What path are you on? What bridges must you cross? Some bridges are overpowering and scary. Some are short and easy to cross. But the question is, are you willing to collect your sweet, juicy blackberries? Now, you heard some of my story, and I didn't tell you everything, but I'll tell you, I know life can be difficult. I think at a certain age, we all know life can be difficult. But it can be absolutely amazing, too. So I challenge you ladies to be bold. Do your self-audit. Acknowledge your truth. Face your challenges. Have faith. Choose your path. Get your basket, collect your blackberries, cross your bridges, and start living your best life.